The word for today is stand on God's word, part 6. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 23, we read, "To depart and be with Christ is better by far." When death takes someone you love, Satan will try to torment you with remorseful thoughts of what you did and didn't do for your loved one while they were still here. Don't listen to him. The Bible calls him the accuser. See Revelation 12, verse 10. Instead, rejoice that your loved one was in right standing with you and with the Lord, and that you'll be reunited in heaven for all eternity. Give yourself permission to grieve, and when the grieving period ends, stand on God's word. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 14. "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 and 43 say, "Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength." John 14, verses 1 to 3. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Paul writes, "To depart and be with Christ is better by far." Lean on these words of scripture today and find comfort. And that's the word for today on UCB.